Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version, Friday, June 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. New terror warnings spread to Indonesia. Mission workers respond. IBS provides spiritual aid to cyclone victims. And Bible Pathway supports the future church in Uganda. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Indonesia, where international events have linked extremists in Muslim countries together. This, in turn, has heightened the threat of terrorist attacks against Westerners in Indonesia. The risk includes aid workers and Christians. AMG International's Paul Jenks says their team is responding accordingly.
The Christians there live under a constant reality that they are in a minority and that there are those that would like to see them driven out or converted to the majority religion there in Indonesia. These threats are taken very seriously.
Jenks urges prayer for their team's safety, especially in light of the increase in violence.
We are very careful that when we go to visit our national workers during a time like this, that we don't put them in extra jeopardy. It's pretty much business as usual, though. They continue to do the work of the ministry there in Indonesia, even in the face of these ongoing threats.
Meanwhile, Compassion International continues to count the cost of last week's flooding. Compassion sponsors thousands of children around the world, including many in Haiti. Ephraim Lindor with Compassion Haiti says four of their children were killed, and now Compassion will be expanding their assistance program.
We are collecting information to know exactly how many families who have been affected. We want to know how many gardens, how many animals have been wiped away by the flood, for we can address those needs through a program called Family Disaster Program.
The flooding could have been much worse, but Lindor says God protected.
When we look at the situation, we are very lucky that we only have four children who have died. For sure, there will be several families who will think about God's intervention, and many of them will accept Christ.
Your support can make an incredible difference. You're listening to Mission Network News. The International Bible Society is taking the message of hope to cyclone victims in Brazil. The March cyclones hit 39 cities in two states, killing 13 people and leaving thousands of families homeless. Through local churches, IBS will distribute New Testaments, Gospels of John, and copies of the scripture booklet, The True Seeker and What Matters, all in Portuguese, to disaster victims. Campus Crusade for Christ will also offer repeated showings of the Jesus film. Pray that many will respond to this outreach of hope. Meanwhile, 12 Laotian Christians have been imprisoned simply for refusing to give up their faith in Christ. World Help reports the believers were arrested in two separate incidents and forced to appear before police over the past few weeks. In each case, police gave these Christian leaders and church members the opportunity to deny their faith in order to avoid prison, but not one of them recanted. Pray that through their testimony, many will turn to Christ. And Uganda's poverty is a big enemy for church planters. Lack of funds often creates a scarcity of materials and training. However, Tony Applegate and his wife's seminary ministry in Uganda is supported by Bible Pathway Ministries.
Bible Pathways is helping us out with Bibles. We have an easy-read King James Version that they're helping donate to our seminary. And we also have an institute that's been going for about 4 or 5 years. And then also with church planting, with these guys that are coming into the seminary, we send them out to help with the church planting. And then we supply them with books and things that will help them in their training.
Applegate says prayer goes a long way in encouraging leaders of Uganda's future church.
Challenges we face in the field, probably one is the rebellions that are going on. And I think Bible Pathways, with just that specifically, helps with the prayer with their people. And that's definitely the most important thing we can get. And also getting some material.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.